By the mid-1800s, sisters outnumbered brethren. So, in the 1890s, sisters started assuming the historically male role of trustee. In the 1920s, a group of younger Bulgarian sisters all left as the community aged and their work became too burdensome. By 1940, just 9 Shakers lived here. Many of them were elderly and in declining health. When other Shaker communities closed, some of the remaining members came to live at Hancock, but these Shakers were also aging. The community struggled to adjust. As the leadership among the trustees and eldresses died, Hancock could no longer continue as a community. Think of the sisters and Brother Ricardo living their declining years in a large, empty dwelling house. Trustee Frances Hall lived by herself in the trustee's office. After Eldress Hall's death, it was a sad decision to close. Yet some of the children who grew up at Hancock in the early 1900s fondly remember their Shaker caretakers, teachers, and family. What they learned among the Shakers shaped their lives. Look back at the 1910 barn and the garage as you hear more about Victorian Shaker style by pressing the yellow button.